8, Isaiah 58, verse 11, we want to turn your attention to today. Praise God. Stand with me, please, for the word of the Lord, just a short verse that we will read together. The question has been asked, what would you attempt for God? What would you attempt for God if you knew you could not fail? It was an assurance, a surety. You are not going to fail in whatever you attempt for the Lord. And what would you do? Isaiah 58:11, let's read together. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Fail not. All right. Praise God. You may be seated. What a list of benefits. What a list of blessings that the Lord has included here in His Word. No wonder the psalmist would write in Psalm 103, forget not all His benefits. The devil would like for you to forget them. The devil would like for you to take those benefits for granted and just expect the Lord to do those things. But what an incredible list there in Psalm 103 as well. He'll forgive your sins. He'll heal your diseases. He'll redeem your life from the pit. He crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things. And your youth is renewed like the eagle. That's an impressive list right there. Praise God. And Psalm 103 goes on to describe so many other things that the Lord would bless us with, removing our sins as far as the east is from the west. Praise God. That's quite a distance. But, oh, thank the Lord, it won't fail. That's the bottom line. It will fail not. He'll guide thee continually. We're just going to take some time this morning to go through this list and see how the Lord continually adds the blessings that He wants us to receive and how they're not going to fail. He'll guide thee continually. I'm thankful He's our counselor, a wonderful counselor, a mighty God and everlasting Father, and a Prince of Peace. And of the increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end. Oh, that's the plan that God wants us to be a part of. Amen. Not what is going to be ever decreasing. That is what is going to be ever deteriorating. We buy things, we have possessions, and pretty soon they get old, they get faded. The car doesn't have the new car smell anymore, and it's just a payment, and on and on. But oh, our God, hallelujah! How wonderful and how great His blessing is to us again and again. He offers that counsel. He gives us that direction. He provides for us a voice. Don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right, but this is the way, walk ye in it. Praise God. And the power of the Lord is there to minister to us. Moreover, He'll satisfy thy soul even in a drought. Even when it seems as though there can be no satisfaction of thirst, of hunger, of needs, of desire, there can be nothing that would be there. But even in a drought, He's going to satisfy you and provide for you. Psalm 145:16 says, He opens His hand and He satisfies every living thing. I'm thankful He opened His hand and allowed His hand to be nailed to a cross. You would think in that circumstance, when all the hate is around Him, the false accusations, those who discredited him. You would think there would be a clenched fist. You would think there would be a desire for revenge and for payback. But no, he opened his hand. Hallelujah. And thank God those nail prints are there to show us his love for us, his commitment for us, his sacrifice for us, his desire to bring us into his presence. Hallelujah. We seek his hand. We seek his face. And thank God there's divine supply even in a drought. Others may be feeling the effect of it. Others may be experiencing the lack. But our God steps in. Hallelujah. Oh, I shall be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness, the psalmist wrote, 17 and 15. I'll be satisfied, Lord, when I'm in your presence, when I'm in your likeness. Hallelujah. When it is forever. And that's God's plan. Not just for a portion of time, not just for a season, but thank God forever. Hallelujah. He'll make fat thy bones. Now that sounds kind of strange. A good report makes the bones fat, the Bible tells us. But is that a physical phenomena? Is that a blessing of health as well as what the Lord could give in terms of good news? I'm thankful that I have experienced the hand of the Lord providing for my bones. Amen. I fell and broke my leg in 1987. And fortunately, school was already out. And, well, that was kind of unfortunate because it was summertime. I need to enjoy summertime. But a fractured leg and a rod being inserted in my femur. And in November, the x-rays, or before November rather, the x-rays showing the bone to be very thin. Much concern in my heart about that. I don't like broken bones. They're just not a whole lot of fun. Laying in the hospital bed is just people waiting on you hand and foot. No, it's not what it's cut up to be. Much rather get up and get my own coffee. But that fractured femur with the rod down through the center and the very seemingly eggshell thin portion of bone that was on the outside of that caused me concern, caused me fear. I wanted to continue to be active with my boys. I didn't want to have concern all the time that it could break again. Don't go hunting. Don't go fishing. Don't play sports with the boys. No, I didn't want that. I prayed, God, you're able to help with that need. God, you're able to add thickness to that bone. God, you're able to touch and provide in a special way. Hallelujah. Amen. That break took place in June. In November, when I went for my last checkup, and the x-ray showed extra bone on the outside of that rod. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that the Lord provided a way. Hallelujah. I sat there staring at that white screen, you know, where the x-ray is shoved up into the clip, and you're looking at it, and I stared at it, and the surgeon looked at me and looked at the x-ray and looked at me again and said, you see something? And I said, yeah, look at the thickness now of that bone. Look at how there's added amounts. Oh, yes, he jumped right up and started pointing it out. Look at how that looks so nice. God stepped in. God provided. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God we can be like a watered garden. Those of you who are working in your gardens know how important water is, knows how necessary the hose has got to be hooked up. The sprinkler's got to be working. A watered garden. And thank God the Lord knows how to make you fruitful. The Lord knows how to make you productive. You can be like a tree that is planted with purpose. Psalm 1 and 3, Jeremiah 17 and 8, thank God, both indicate you are planted by water. Oh, yes. Not out in some desert place. Not in some high mountain where there's not going to be a source of water for you. But no, the Lord plants you by water because water is essential to fruitfulness. And the Lord knows how to pour out His Spirit upon you in rivers as a well. Hallelujah. Springing up into everlasting life. Oh, thank God, like a spring of water. The Lord knows how to bring that fruitfulness into your being. Waters that fail not. Amen. They don't fail. No wonder Isaiah declared, with joy you can draw water out of the wells of salvation. Oh, yes, I'm thankful the Lord provides in the natural sense. I'm thankful the Lord provides in a health sense. But, oh, salvation that is so great, salvation that is eternal, salvation that is for now and forever. Hallelujah. That's what I want to make sure of and not miss out on the blessings that God has in store for me. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful. No matter if we get up on the wrong side of the bed, as the saying goes, no matter if we're facing the drudgery of the day, no matter what is going on, His compassion never fails. It's new every morning because His faithfulness is so great. Hallelujah. Zephaniah 3 and 5, every morning He brings judgment to light. And He fails not. His compassion casts all of our sins into the depths of the sea. Thank God He is a God of compassion. Oh, yes, a God of judgment, but a God of compassion as well. Full of compassion towards His people. Amen. Psalm 78:38, full of compassion. Now, Jesus prayed for His disciples that their faith fail not. Oh, I'm thankful. That's the kind of prayer that He would pray for you as well. Amen. He ever liveth to make intercession, the Bible says. That doesn't mean that the Prince of Peace is on His knees right now in that heavenly realm. No, it means the work that He did. The office that He filled, the position that He demonstrated His power in is continuing to be effective for us. Thank God we can be prayer warriors, not prayer worriers. Amen. The work of God can be fulfilled in our lives, and we can have confidence and we can have comfort that the church is praying for us in our time of need. I know that my brothers and sisters are calling upon God for me. Hallelujah. And I thank God my faith doesn't need to fail. In Luke 22 and 32, the Lord declared to Peter, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. He is a high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. We come to the throne of grace in a time of need, and we find help. In that time of need, we obtain mercy because His compassion never fails. Hallelujah. A conquering king kneeling. Oh, I'm thankful He is stretching forth His hand because He's able to save to the uttermost. Able to save completely. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. He gave Himself for us. He gave Himself. Praise God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who gave Himself for me. Is Paul talking in circles there? Is he not making sense at all? No, he's helping us to understand the hand of God is at work in his life. The hand of the Lord is giving resurrection power. The hand of God is forever faithful because he gave himself for us. Hallelujah. He gave his name. He gave his blood. He gave his spirit. He gave his word. Hallelujah. And we live because of his death. Glory to God. And oh, thank the Lord for the power that God gives to us. He told Peter, I prayed for you. That your faith fail not. And when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. I'm sure there was a puzzle in Peter's mind. There was confusion, perhaps, as what the Lord would mean when I'm converted. Aren't I converted already? Oh, no, the Lord knew what would happen. The Lord knew what would take place. And then how he would need his brethren. How there would be a need of unity. How there would be a need of walking together. The devil is determined to divide the people of God. But oh, thank the Lord, there is strength in unity. And we are going to continue with the power of the Lord. That is never going to fail. It's never going to fall. Praise God. And the hand of the Lord is going to continually be displayed. Failure need not be final. Amen. And God uses people who fail. He uses people who fail. Because there aren't any other kind around. Amen. Peter ran when the Lord was arrested. Oh yeah, he'd need to be converted. He's not the only one that ran. All of them ran. He's not the only one that said, I'll die with you, Lord. All of them said that commitment. But they ran. And oh, thank God. After the failing, there was a filling. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. In that upper room, praise God, they remained faithful. And the Lord took the I and the you out of failure and helped them to stand, praise God, in the power of the Spirit and brought them to the place where they could recognize God's power in a great way. Hallelujah. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If he falls, he's not cast down, but the Lord will uphold him. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, Micah would write. When I fall, I shall arise. In the darkness, the Lord shall be light. He pushes back. Amen. He says, you're not going to bring that darkness upon my people. You're not going to invade with that darkness upon the hearts and minds of my people. I'm going to give them light. I'm going to be the one to provide. I'm going to be the one to bless. Hallelujah. Though a just man fall 7 times, yet he riseth up again. Oh, thank God for the power of the Lord and the blessing that he would bring to us. The future that our Father has for us is one of faithfulness and not one of failure. Love never fails. The love of God is so great. God being love and that love that he extends to us. What manner of love, John would write. Oh, what manner of love. Praise God. He's so loved that he gave, and it's that love that never fails. 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never fails. Our love for him, his love for us, never fails. Why would Paul make a list of 17 entities, 17 things that would try to keep you from the love of God? Why would he make it seem so insurmountable? Why would he make it seem as though there's going to be sure failure? But we read the end of Romans 8, and he is persuaded. Nothing is going to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what has happened. It doesn't matter what is coming. Nothing is going to separate you from the love of God. Thank God his love never fails. Hallelujah. And he is able to keep you from falling. Jude 24, keep you from falling. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Praise God. Not just a measure of joy, not just a small portion of joy, but exceeding joy, because we recognize He has not failed us. He never fails. Praise God. Joshua reminded Israel before he gave that powerful statement about, as for me and my house, he reminded Israel, His word has not failed. It all has come to pass. Not one thing has failed. And he says it twice. Joshua 21 and 45. Joshua 23 and 14. It's not failed. 1 Kings 8 and 56. There hath not failed one word of all of His good promise. Not failed. That's the God we serve. That's the God we call upon. That's the Lord that we love. Praise God. And His word is fulfilled for you and I as well. Praise God. Psalm 89 and 33, His loving kindness and His faithfulness won't fail. Praise God. No wonder He says, lay up treasures in heaven. No wonder He says, keep your eyes on what's coming, not on what's here. No wonder He says, seek the kingdom of God. Fear not, the Father will give you. And if you have treasure in heaven, it's not going to fail. Luke 12 and 33, it's not going to fail. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Praise God, I put my trust in Him. I'm relying upon Him. I'm believing Him. Praise God, He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Praise God. Oh, what an incredible promise. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to read in the scripture of how the Lord provided in circumstances that seemed to be almost impossible, but yet He was faithful and unfailing. Mordecai, in the kingdom where the Jews were being persecuted and in danger of a massacre, danger of a mass murder scheme being fulfilled, Haman conspiring to kill all of the Jews and fulfilling his plan, actually stepping out and building the gallows. But the king considering how to honor a man who was faithful. Haman makes his approach. The king asks his question. Haman thinks, got to be me he's talking about. I'm the one that's going to be honored. I'm the one that's going to be recognized. And Haman gives advice. The king wants to honor someone. This is how he ought to honor him. Clothe him in royal apparel. Seat him on the king's horse. Put a crown on his head. And declare a proclamation. Oh boy, he was laying it on. And then the king said, do even so to Mordecai. And let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. Does the Lord know how to turn the enemy upside down? Does the Lord know how to bring victory out of defeat? Does the Lord know how to bring blessing out of destruction? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. That's the Jesus we call upon. Hallelujah. Haman had to honor Mordecai instead of hang him. Haman hated the Jews, but he was hung on his own gallows. Oh, I'm thankful the church is the bride of Christ. Hated by the devil, but loved by the Savior. And God's plan is not going to fail. Satan is going to fail. God's plan is not going to fail. But Satan is surely going to fail. Even more, he's going to fry. A little crude, but that's the way it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful God's not going to fail. Paul in a Roman prison, writing a letter to the Philippians. And it's amazing to keep in mind he is not enjoying all the comforts of a luxurious apartment. He's not on a waterfront resort. He's in a Roman prison. He's in the Philippian jail. But he writes with such confidence. He writes with such assurance. He writes with such power, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. And I can imagine as he pens those words, the devil is right there whispering in his ear, is this confidence? Is this the good work? Is this what the Lord is doing for you? And oh, thank God, the apostle would rebuke him in Jesus' name. And in Philippians 1:19, he'd pen the words, the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he would rely upon that supply. He would know that supply was not going to run out, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, no matter what he was up against, no matter how uncomfortable, the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ is going to be there for him. No wonder he would say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. Paul was not a failure. He was faithful. Praise God. And he ends that letter by declaring, the saints greet you and those who are in Caesar's palace. I read that, and I think right under Caesar's nose, there are people who are born again, right in Caesar's palace. The one who is declaring himself to be God, they worship the one true God. They've been baptized in that powerful name of Jesus. They've been filled with that wonderful blessing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God's plan will not fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your future with the Father is not going to fail. Praise God. Because those that are with him, Revelation 17:14, those that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. We're going to continue on. Amen. That heavenly destination is in sight. Praise God. There's going to be a departure. If there's a departure, there has to be a destination. And that's where we're going. Praise God. I go to prepare a place for you, he said. And if I go, I will come again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. It's not going to fail. It's not going to fall apart. It's not going to falter. Oh, no. It's going to come to pass. Praise God. And, oh, our determination has got to be, I'm not going to fail. I'm not going to fall apart. I'm not going to falter. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to fail, in Jesus' name. Stand with me now, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just thank the Lord here for a minute. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And no matter how the devil tries to twist that, no matter how he tries to make it seem like a fairy tale, our God is not going to fail to bring it to pass for you. Hallelujah. Oh, let's hold on to those promises. Let's hold on to those blessings. Let's hold on to the fact he is not going to fail. Hallelujah. And his power and his strength and his blessing and his presence and his word and his spirit and his name combine all together so that you will not fail. Praise God. Let's come together now. Let's gather together. Mularamaya kandalarama sakashataya. Indoholoroman baloromo keteranayanda. Kulanarama shatatalaralimaha. No kobananaman balanamate. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you.